Next up, it's time for today's main feature, which is Panorama by Daniela Lazarova.
Famous movie tracks from Star Wars, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, The Lord of the Rings, and many others. Instantly recognizable hits that have become golden classics. The Prague Film Orchestra, an ensemble made up of music students from the Prague Music Conservatory and other universities, has made a name for itself by filling a gap on the market. They perform concerts made up exclusively from famous movie tracks and are drawing crowds of enthusiastic young listeners. The 60-strong orchestra, which was established 7 years ago, now packs concert halls around the country and has repeatedly sold out even Prague's Rudolfinum. Its 26-year-old conductor, Jiří Korinta, says that it did not take the orchestra long to realize that famous movie tracks had enormous untapped potential.
People are completely crazy about them. They send us emails and call us to tell us what they would love to hear. And we end every concert with Star Wars and The Lord of the Rings.
Most concerts start with a well-known signature tune of 20th Century Fox, a grand opening for a nostalgic film evening, and take the audience through a medley of US, European, and Czech movie track hits. An audience in their teens and 20s laps it up. It was total genius. I could instantly place all the lyrics, and in my mind's eye, I actually saw all the given scenes evolve. It was very evocative.
It was perfect. This is the first time we have been to a concert of this kind, and we really loved every minute of it. It's a super idea.
One of the players, timpanist Jan Košina, says that playing with the orchestra is a big challenge.
It's not really a traditional repertoire. Like, it's not something that we would find ourselves playing at school. And it is also not as easy as you might think, so it's a big learning experience.
Computer art has opened whole new dimensions, but few people would stop to think about computer hardware as a form of art. The Prague Gallery Kuskovo, the name translates as a piece of metal, is showing a unique exposition of computers that are anything but light and compact. But they do have one big advantage: they are perfectly soundless. The computer proper is handmade from copper, aluminum, and steel, and has a set of pipes that makes it look like a miniature church organ, or something out of a Jules Verne movie. It is a blend of high-tech with natural materials put together by craftsmen. The components are oil-cooled, and the computer is so quiet that it is hard to say if it is turned on or off. Its author, Vít Klimeš, says this is an important aspect.
I'm sure that you all know the feeling. You've been working on your computer for hours, you finish up, switch it off, and you hear a whoosh, and then blessed silence.
Blessed silence while working is what these computers offer, and is the reason why the project goes under the name Lost Silence. Helena Klimeshova, who is the project's co-author, says silence is inspiring, and we have long ceased to realize how much noise we work in and how disruptive it can be. When you're working in absolute silence, you can submerge yourself more in your thoughts and inspiration because there is no constant buzzing sound to disrupt you.
Do té inspirativní hladiny a neruší vás vlastně pořád stále šum.
Helena Klimishova there. Well, and should all else fail, the computer contains volcanic rock crystals from Ethiopia's Mount Shukwala to fire your imagination. They're said to have magical properties. There is just one minor hitch, or maybe two. The computer weighs all of 50 kilos, and it costs around 150,000 crowns. Chocolate addicts in Prague have a new guru, Dan Sirovi, who makes his own gourmet brands flavoured with exotic spices and flowers. I want to teach people to discover how amazing a taste of chocolate can be and give them a whole new experience, Dan says. Buyers can sample his Rose of Jericho, chocolate from the Dominican Republic flavoured with exotic spices, corn flowers and a pinch of sea salt. Heart Soul is made of Tanzanian chocolate and flowers from southern Europe, ideal with a glass of Chardonnay. Dan's workshop is like an alchemist's den or a perfume laboratory. The end result must be unforgettable, and to that end, each of his chocolate brands contains 20 to 30 ingredients. None of the flavors must overpower the original taste of the chocolate used, just complement it. Dan says that different chocolates have a different basic taste. Indonesian chocolate is ever so slightly bitter. Colombian chocolate has a creamy caramel taste. Chocolate from Central Africa tastes of flowers and red fruits, while chocolate from St. Thomas is more earthy, the chocolatier says. Dan has two special lines, chocolate inspired by fine wines, which, if savoured with the appropriate beverage, promise a revelation for your taste buds, and chocolate inspired by music, a limited edition of chocolates which is like fascinating melodies and comes in the form of a compact disc. Appropriately enough, the chocolates are available at music concert venues. And finally, the latest on the fate of an escaped kangaroo, which has become a household name in the Czech Republic. Vendelin escaped from a private owner last week and is on the loose near the town of Humpolets. The animal repeatedly appeared near the D1 motorway from Prague to Brno, bringing out dozens of police officers, firefighters and volunteers. However, the kangaroo is clearly not ready to come home just yet and is giving all of them a run for their money, managing to evade a search party of close to 100 people at one time. While police officers, volunteers and animal rights activists are doing their best to capture the animal, the locals have taken him to their hearts and are leaving food out in the open for him. Although it's mid-December, the weather is still fairly mild, and animal experts say that either way, Vendelin would have little trouble surviving out in the wild, even without the thoughtful offerings of the locals. Meanwhile, he has become something of a media star and is filling the papers with regular reports of where he was last sighted.